And joining us right now on PMP Network is Fred Turner. You know him, you love him, from Bachman Turner Overdrive, who is the bass player and the vocalist of the group. And we all love their songs, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Taking Care of Business, all the great stuff, Let It Ride, and Rolling Down the Highway. But you know, the music of Bachman Turner Overdrive is not dead yet. No. Bachman and Turner are together now with an album called Bachman and Turner, and songs like a rock and roll song, which is, I think, destined to be another of their hits, is coming out soon. And you can go to Bachman and Turner to hear about Rock and Roll Is the Only Way Out and some of the other great tunes on the album, because now it's Bachman and Turner reunion. And joining us right now is Fred Turner from the group. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm great.
All of a sudden, you guys are back together again, and life seems grand.
Yeah. Well, it's not really all of a sudden. It took some doing. I was retired, and Randy was working hard with a number of other projects and things. So when we started talking about it, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then we started working, and he had a solo project that he was working on, and he had some songs that Neil Young was singing one, and he had done something with Jeff Healey and had that in the can, and he was talking to Paul Rogers, and he thought to himself, gee, I'll get hold of Fred and see if he wants to sing a track. So I went in, sang a track, and he loved it, and he says, why don't I just shelf this for a while? And we sit down and do a CD. So we had to twist my arm a little bit, but not too much.
Well, you guys announced this in September of 2009, and a lot of people were pretty excited to hear about it. And have you been doing a tour of Europe, Canada, and the U.S. since?
Well, we went out in June. We went to Sweden Rocks and did that, 38,000 people. We were stuck between Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses, so we actually had our feet thrown back in the fire again. But it was great. It was a great show, and surprisingly enough, the audience knew the songs. They were into it, and they had a great time, so we had a great time.
You also did the High Voltage Festival in July in London, right?
Yeah, we did that. That was another great one. And then we did Wolf Trap in Virginia. And we did a thing in Pennsylvania, and we went over to the interior of British Columbia and did something there. So we've been kind of running around all over the place.
Wow. Now, I understand that when you announced the tour and the plans, that a lawsuit was filed by Rob Bachman and Blair Thornton regarding the trademark of BTO.
Yeah, unfortunately, they thought that we were going to use Bachman Turner Overdrive. And they were quite upset that we would go out and use the band name to further our future works. But as it was, I really didn't want to tag the Overdrive on it again, because it was kind of like doing a reunion thing, and since we were doing something new, I said to Randy, gee, it would be nice, you know, if we just use our names and the way you and Cummings did, and just go out as Bachman and Turner, and it kind of ties in the past, but it also kind of says that we're moving forward.
Yeah, but I mean, at one point in time, for folks out there that can remember back, there were two Bachman Turner Overdrives that were touring.
For a very short period, a very short time. One of them, they kind of overlapped a little bit, because we had licensed the BTO gear and initials out to Randy's younger brother, Tim, and he had a band out doing that. And then we kind of got back together again in the early 90s. It was Blair, Robbie, and Randy and myself. And we ran for about 3 years, and then Randy decided that he wanted to try some other things, so he left us, and we just carried on until 2004 with Blair and Rob and myself and a fellow named Randy Murray. And then I retired in 2004.
And what was it like to retire? Because you guys had been the pinnacle of success, and were you able to really retire and just kind of sit around and live on?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I had some cars I wanted to work on and things like that. At least I thought it was great. And then when I got back to doing this with Randy, I realized, you know, this is where I should be. I've been playing for 57 years. It's not time to hang it up.
Yeah. Did you ever think, though, when you were a kid and you were picking up the guitar and stuff like that, that you'd be playing into this age?
No. I never dreamt about it. As a matter of fact, back when I was that young, nobody went past 30. You know, if you got to 30, boy, you were old in the rock and roll game.
That's true.
And they just wrote you off.
Yeah.
You know? Now it's gone on and on, and there's lots of us out there coming back and still playing and really enjoying the fruits, you know?
Yeah, I figure as long as Charlie Watts is around, anybody can go out there.
Yeah, good old Charlie.
Because Charlie's a lot older than people think he is.
Yeah, I think he's around 70.
And he's older than that. Because, one of the girls from Fanny dated him, and she told me how old he really was.
Oh.
And that was a long time ago. So he's definitely older than 70.
Yeah, it's only a number, Mark.
It is. It is only. You're absolutely correct. It is only a number.
Yeah.
I have found that out myself. You see, I always thought that 50 was really old, and I crossed that, and hey, it became really young. So.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, that when you get out on stage, you forget those numbers. You know, all of a sudden, you're back where you started. And you're having fun. It's great.
Well, that's true. And as long as you're having fun, you want to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Now, is it still a lot of fun to play the old BTU songs, the BTO songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know what makes it fun is the audience. If you had to play it at home to yourself, you wouldn't play it. But when you get out in front of somebody and you can see that they're enjoying it, And they're sending that electricity back to you. It's almost like playing it for the first time again.
Mm. Well, do you play it a little differently every time you play it?
You know, you do. You throw a, it doesn't sound like you do, but actually there's very subtle things that happen in it that you try that you haven't done before, but you don't want to change it too much.
Yeah. Now, are you involved in the songwriting as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got... I'm involved in about 5 songs on this CD.
Okay, but the stuff that from BTO years ago, were you involved in any of the hit songs?
Yeah, I've done an awful lot of writing in that.
Yeah, because Randy Bachman, most people recognize that he wrote most of the songs, but there were collaborators on a lot of them, right?
Well, he wrote the hits.
Yeah.
You know, he's a machine when it comes down to writing pop tunes and hit songs and things like that. I write differently. I kind of write from emotions. So, but I wrote "Let It Ride" with Randy and "Roll On Down the Highway," "Give Me Your Money," "Blue Collar," "Not Fragile," a bunch of those things.
So then that means you're rolling in dough. Then you got some of these payments coming in the mail.
Oh, there is always money in the mail. But you know the thing is, it kind of depletes as time goes on. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of stations that still play the BTO songs. It's amazing, actually. You hear them even on movie tracks and things like that.
Yeah, so, well, there is. There's a lot of play.
Yeah, I think that the new stuff that I'm hearing here is really promising. Tell us a little bit about the new CD and which songs out of the thing are your favorites, if you can pick a few.
Well. I like the songs that I wrote, obviously, which was Rolling Along and Moonlight Rider,
yeah.
Find Some Love, there's a couple of other ones.
Well, those are three that I picked out. I played like 20-second clips of 5 songs, and those three are the ones I picked, along with the Rock and Rolls track, right. And I've Seen the Light, I believe, was the other one.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's another one of mine.
And see, I didn't even know that because, you know, I have a demo CD here, and there's no credits on it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going blind.
One of Randy's songs is probably my favorite off the CD, and it's because I kind of favor slow blues, groovy things, which is odd, but I do, and it's called Waiting Game.
Ah, okay.
And I really like that song. He's got another one there. God. You know, it's funny. You get to this age and you try and go back and remember these things. I don't have a CD sitting around me, so I can't pick the things off.
If you know the track, I'll tell you what song it is.
Okay. Well, there's one. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Is that the title of it actually?
That's what it is. Yeah, track two.
That's what it is. Yeah. I like that one.
I like them all. It's a really solid CD. Most of the time I'm listening to the stuff that's sent to me, and there's two or three tracks that I can pull right off of them, and I know that they're good songs. But this one's pretty solid throughout the whole CD.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I think it's good.
When you do a CD yourself, you know, you're in so close to it that there's a lot of things that you like, but you don't know whether they're going to be accepted by somebody else because you are so close to it, you know?
Now, I guess the CD itself is backed by Randy's current band?
Yes, it is.
So, are his brothers involved in any of the music stuff anymore?
No. Wow. They're pretty much just out enjoying their lives and getting on with things.
Oh, yeah, well, getting on with things means they're bored out of their minds now because they're not doing what you're doing anymore. I mean, you think about that. A lot of people didn't know that Bachman Turner Overdrive had three Bachmans and you involved.
Actually, when it started, it was four Bachmans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Randy's next youngest brother was the manager.
Oh, okay.
Gary. And then we had Robbie and Tim were both players.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, Randy. And I was the buffer.
Yeah, you were the non Bachman.
Yeah.
Wow. That must have been quite a thing. And obviously the brothers didn't get along great because of the sordid stories we see about the band.
You know, I think that actually when it started, it was pretty tight, but it kind of got separated as it went along. You know, things change when you're in that kind of a marriage. And, you know...
But also, isn't it also true that when success comes and all the money comes, that people change?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it really does have an effect on you. It's not a great thing sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, when you are getting hit after hit after hit like BTO did, you know, your poop doesn't smell. Everything is perfect, and people tell you how wonderful you are. It must be sometimes a little difficult to stay on the ground.
Yeah, if you end up believing all of that stuff, you know, sometimes you've got to sit back and say, hey, well, just a minute. somebody's just kind of shining us on here. But
Fred, how many times did you actually think like that, or did you mostly just groove in the moment and enjoy all the incredible success you had?
Well, I'm kind of a pessimist sometimes. And so I don't do that. And you know, the other thing is that where I'm from, I have a bunch of buddies who won't let me get away with that. You know?
Mm.
And they'll just cut me down and say, remember where you came from, who you are, and don't pull this shit with us, if I can say that.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. But you guys are from Canada, too. That's and that's even, you know, for us in the United States, there's a lot of people who become huge, you know, international stars. Canada has some that you could think of right off the bat, the Ian Murrays and the Gordon Lightfoots and people like that, but there aren't as many in the Guess Who, I guess, is not. Were they Canadian as well?
They were buddies of mine.
Yeah, yeah, you were friends with...
the same as BTO.
Yeah, you were friends with...
with Burton.
Burton Cummings, yeah.
And Jim Cale and Gary Peterson. And as a matter of fact, Gary Peterson, the drummer of the Guess Who, did a stint in BTO on the road.
Ah, and of course, Randy and Burton toured together for a while, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we were all pretty close, and of course, Neil came out of here too, Neil Young.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't forget him. He's a superstar as well.
Yeah, he's kind of up there, isn't he?
Yeah. he's a pretty cool guy, you know.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And it's got his songs like Needle and the Damage Done are songs that are just will never be lost.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, he wrote some fabulous songs.
What do you think if you take all the songs you've ever written, which one do you think is the best song that stands right out and 50 years from now they'll still be playing it?
Well, my favorite is still Blue Collar.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. I don't know if rock and roll is still around, and I sure hope it is. I guess Roll On Down the Highway will stand the test of time.
Well, you know that rock and roll will never die.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So. Well, they said it was going to, and it sure didn't, did it?
No, it's not. It's never going to die because, you know, the groups like BTO, groups like the Beatles, the Stones, all these groups will always be around. 50 years from now, they'll be playing their music. They may not be playing that stuff, but they'll be playing the music from them.
Oh, that's true.
I wonder how much of the current music will be played then. What do you think of the current batch of artists out there? Anybody that you really like?
You know, my problem with the current music out there is the radio. When I hear something that I like, I usually can never find out who it is and can't get back to it.
Mm.
You know, because there's so much of the song after song after song, and I miss the DJs.
Yeah,
really miss the DJs.
Five in a row, and then of course you don't hear what it is. But there is a solution to that, and that's what I have, the satellite radio, because that tells you when the song's playing what it is.
Right, and probably, you know, I'm going to have to invest in that. When I retired, I just kind of left it all behind, and so I kind of dropped away from things and lost contact. But I think probably that's the only way back in to really find out what it is that you like and what it is that you want to buy and listen to yourself, you know.
Yeah, I must admit though that I'm always listening to the 60s and 70s channel, so. I'm hearing your music. I'm not hearing a lot of the new stuff because the only time I hear it is when my daughter has the car. She's 16, and
yeah.
And she'll be putting on the top 40 stations. So I hear Lady Gaga and Eminem and 50 Cent and anybody else that they're playing at the time.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is I don't understand the success. She's a pretty talented woman, but I just don't understand it myself.
Well, you know, success is hard work, and. You know, if somebody puts in the hard work, it almost doesn't matter what you're doing as long as it's sellable, you know.
Mm.
But you got to do the hard work, and I'm sure she's done the hard work. You know.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, it really, to get to that point, there is a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work not only to get there but to stay there.
Oh, absolutely. That's even harder.
Yeah, because you got people gunning for you.
That's right.
Mm.
You know, that's the one great thing about being at the age I'm at. Now it's not competition anymore. It's camaraderie. And everybody you run into, it's like old friends now.
Mm.
It's great.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm going to be 67 next month.
Wow. Now, do you feel that age?
No.
Yeah. Cause,
no, I don't.
Yeah, when you look in the mirror, you're seeing the young Fred Turner.
I don't look in the mirror.
Hey, I just
look out of my eyes at all the young people around and just kind of figure that's where I am.
That's kind of funny because I only use the mirror when I have to shave. That's about it.
Right.
Now, do you are you married or have you been married? Have children at all?
Yeah, I've got four children.
Four. Any of them musicians?
Three boys.
Yeah.
They all play and they all write, and I tried to get them to put a band together for in between times and take them out on the road, and they kind of looked at me funny and said, "Partridge Family?" And I knew where that was going, so
yeah,
I gave it up at that point.
But the Turner Boys would be you could be a finder. You could be you can be the discoverer of the Turner Boys.
Right. Well, yeah. I tried it. And I'm hoping that they'll get something going on their own.
Now, what kind of music do they like?
Well, one of them, you know, it's surprising. One of them is a terrific guitar player who kind of cut his teeth on Yngwie Malmsteen and a few others like that, and then got to the point where he said, "Geez, I like this rave stuff," and he's into machine music.
Huh.
And he's writing music on computers. And
oh boy.
So, that's where he's gone.
Wow.
And then I've got another one who is a drummer and plays guitar, plays a little bit of keyboard, and his interest is in engineering and producing, and he went to school for that, and he's trying to break his way into that right now. And my other son is plays bass and writes songs and hopes that somebody will like his songs and record them.
And what about your daughter?
My daughter, she had a great voice, but, you know, the boys kind of made it hard on her.
Yeah.
So she's out working in the world for a living.
Well, it's an interesting thing to watch the kids grow up. Now, when the kids were growing up, did they know that Dad was like this huge superstar?
Well, they knew something was on, you know, but it doesn't really hit home. We did most of our work in the U.S. and over in Europe. We didn't play Canada all that much. And
but I got to believe they were hearing some of the music, and the kids were talking about Bachman Turner Overdrive, saying, "Is your dad related to them?"
Yeah, right.
Because
and then it was a little hard on them when they found out that that they were related. You know.
Sure.
Kids are tough.
Kids get embarrassed. My daughter gets embarrassed when people say that they saw me on TV or interviewing someone. That brings them embarrassment rather than pride.
Yeah. I think that happened with my kids too. It's unfortunate.
Hey.
But you know what?
Tough luck.
Get on with life.
Tough luck. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Too bad. So now I should tell people that they can go to BachmanandTurner.com. That's with the A-N-D in the middle. BachmanandTurner.com, B-A-C-H-M-A-N and Turner.com. And can they actually pick up the CD there as well?
No, actually, we haven't got it on site for sale, but we do have a free download of Rock and Roll is the Only Way Out. And
well, once they hear that, they're going to want the whole thing, so.
Well, I hope so.
No, it's actually really good music, and if they're big fans of Bachman Turner Overdrive, I think they'll like the music. It's good. It's just good old rock and roll, and has a little bit of blues and a little bit of jazz, a little everything kind of mixed in there too.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were always that way. Randy was kind of bred on jazz and a little bit of country, as well as the rock thing. So
yeah.
He likes to throw a few things in when he can, and he's a great guitar player.
Well, I thought it was you guys are in pretty good voice as well. You sound good.
Surprising. You know, that's the one thing I said to Randy. I said, you know, when we do this, I think I'm going to have to drop keys and take it a little bit lower because I don't think I can sing the keys. And he said, well, give it a try and see what happens. And, you know, with a little bit of rehearsal and stuff like that, the voice came back. And it really took me by surprise because I didn't think it would.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that from 1973 to 1977, you guys had 4 gold albums and 2 platinum.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think that was the reason that the band kind of pulled apart. You know, it was just too much going on at once. There wasn't enough time in between things to sit down and really think about what was happening. It was just like a mind storm.
Was the record company saying to you guys, hey, come on, we need another one, and just pushing you guys?
Yeah, there was a lot of push from the record company. Mm. They were on us all the time.
Now, the record company that you have now, are you guys involved in it at all? What company is it?
No, actually, there's a few different companies because, as you know, the industry is not the strongest. But we're with Fontana in the U.S., which is... Universal.
Right, and Fontana years ago was the one that had the Mind Benders, and they had a bunch of hits in the in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, and in Canada we're with E1.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK,
it says RBE Music on the thing too.
Yeah, that's actually a couple of guys, and their initials and entertainment on it is RBE, and Randy knows that right away. He said, gee, that looks like it's me.
Well, I know we've run out of time, so I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. And Fred Turner is our guest, and you can check out BachmanandTurner.com and get their new CD and listen to the music. It's some good stuff, and I hope we can speak another time regarding some of the things that you're doing.
It was nice talking to you, Mark.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, friend.